like about 15, 18,000 feet high or something like that. Everything quite a ways away from their base there. But every time I ever seen one, they was heading back north up to where they came from. Go ahead.
Well, I don't see how they do that. Oh, me. Anyway, I'm trying to think. There might be something I was going to mention to you, but it's left me, so it must not have been terribly important. I think I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. I'm out of coffee, but I don't need no more coffee. I'm already cranked up pretty good here, so I may just get me a glass of ice water and fiddle around a little bit and let the coffee wear out. Then get up about noon tomorrow, and I still got a little few chores to do. I'm gonna take the guy that's gathered up some parts and stuff for me. I'm gonna take him a big load of care package goodies from the garden over there. Just kind of let him know I appreciate the help, and then I gotta go over there about probably 8 o'clock Monday morning and get those pieces, and then get this thing put together. And maybe this guy, I've known him for, I don't know, 20 years, I guess. You know, he said he'd take care of me, so we'll see. I hope he does, because if he sends his crew down here, why, you know, that crew does it all the time. Why, you know, they won't be no time stacking those seven sections, and, you know, they'll have those seven sections stacked and be gone, you know, if I got all the brackets and everything already attached. So, well, say good night. Catch you later. I know it's about your bedtime there, and like I say, I'm gonna give me a big glass of ice water and fill around another 30 minutes or so, and let this coffee wear off. And I hadn't been drinking coffee at night, but I had to drink coffee to stay awake this late. Have you sent my RV? Did you find TJC?
Okay, Larry. I know what you mean there. And you tell them guys to be careful there. The only advice I can give you there is when you go up the tower yourself there, if you're so tired you can't do nothing after you get up there, all I got to say for you is you climbed up there too fast. What I generally do here is I climb about 3 steps, 4 steps or so, and then I rest about a minute or two here, and then I go another 3 or 4 steps and then rest here, and it takes me about at least a good 20 minutes or so to get to the top there. So, that way you still have a little energy left there when you get up there, Larry.
But yeah, well, that's what I done when I was stacking this out here at the 80-foot level. I'd climb about 10 or 15 feet and rest 2 or 3 minutes, and another 10 or 15 feet and rest 2 or 3 minutes. And, you know, but just the, you know, my legs get tired, and, you know, I've seen guys that could just go up there and stay up there all day, you know, send me up some lunch and send me up some Gatorade and stuff like that, but I've never been able to do that.
Yeah, know what you mean there. Okay, Larry, see you later there. Nice talking with you again there, and like I say, we've been spending most of the week down south here, and then we come up for the weekend here, so anyway, until I get them to put in down there, I'll be kind of busy here, so see you later. W5BZC,
WMYRV,
good night.
Okay, we'll catch you later. Maybe first part of November I'll have some wire cooking, if not before. They said WMYRV, they buy TZC.